Shalom. On this very site where you are standing, on October 7th, 1973, took place one of the most courageous battles in the Yom Kippur War, known as the Night Ambush of Tiger. During this battle, a professional armored battle waged by a few against the many took place. It is a battle that even today is studied, analyzed, and discussed in military academies around the world. This site stands as a testimony for the crewmen and commanders of Tiger Force, with evidence of their courage, determination, and resourcefulness. The name Tiger Force was the radio code of a company in the 7th Armored Brigade. It had 10 Centurion tanks and was commanded by Captain Meir Zamir. Zamir prepared his company intensively for the war he knew was about to come. In the afternoon of October 6, 1973, the Egyptian and Syrian armies launched a surprise attack against the State of Israel, known as the Yom Kippur War. On the Syrian front, a wave of 1,500 Syrian tanks and hundreds of other armored carriers led a massive attack into the Golan. Standing against them on the Israeli side were only 200 tanks from the 188th and the 7th Regular Armored Brigades. The 7th Brigade, commanded by Colonel Yanush Ben Gal, received the responsibility over the northern Golan. Tiger Force, as part of this brigade, was kept as a reserve fighting force. At 2 a.m., information was received that a Syrian brigade is moving northwards on the nearby road with the aim to attack the 7th Brigade from the south. At that time, the brigade was leading a crucial battle at a nearby site that later would be called the Valley of Tears due to the large number of losses to both sides. Yanush, the brigade commander, gave Captain Zamir the order to stop and destroy this oncoming Syrian force. At that time, the company was split into platoons. Platoon 3 was on the ridgeline east of us, and Platoon 2 stood in defense positions near Kunetra. Company Commander Zamir was left together with Platoon 1, and the three tanks began moving southwards towards the Syrian force. On the way, Zamir began planning a classic tank ambush. He ordered Platoon 3, consisting of four tanks stationed on the ridgeline, to turn around and move westwards to hold positions along this road. He himself, with Platoon 1, moved to this very point and spread his three tanks out. The two forces, totaling only seven tanks, having been strategically placed, waited in total darkness while dozens of enemy tanks were advancing. Captain Zamir gave the order to prepare anti-tank shells and to hold fire until an order by him to open fire was given. In those days, Israeli tanks did not have night vision capabilities, and it was extremely difficult to identify the approaching enemy in the dark. When the Syrian tanks got to a range of 200 meters, Zamir gave Platoon 1 commander Uri Segal the order to turn on a projector and immediately after to open fire. It was then that all hell broke loose. The enemy force had been captured between the force of Platoon 3 shooting from the side and the company's commander force of Platoon 1 from its front. Syrian tanks that were hit caught fire and thus gave light to the battlefield, enabling our gunners to aim accurately and hit the enemy tanks one after the other. Those of them that were not hit turned back to escape. By the end of the battle, the entire field in front of us was covered with the smoking remains of Syrian tanks and APCs. At count, some 60 Syrian armored vehicles were destroyed. Not one crewman was injured, and not one tank from Tiger Force was hit by the Syrian tanks. After this heroic night, Tiger Force returned to the brigade, accepting the new responsibility holding on to the southern flank of the Valley of Tears. Once again, The force led tough battles against the Syrians and hit many of their tanks. At a certain stage, the force found itself left without any ammunition. Listen to the commander informing the brigade commander. Tiger here. I cannot hold any more. The enemy is pushing. I have to retreat. We have no more shells. This battle, as well, ended without any casualties to the Tiger force. After 4 days of continuous fighting, the Syrian force was defeated and retreated from the Golan, leaving behind many casualties and burning tanks. Regarding the essential role of Tiger force in the Valley of Tears battle, the brigade commander, Yanush Ben Gal, said as follows. Heroic Tiger Company, you saved the flank of the 7th Brigade. You saved the State of Israel. But even then, the role of Tiger Force did not come to an end. After the retreat of the Syrians from the Golan, the IDF launched a counterattack deep into Syria. Tiger Force led the attack on the northern route, pushing the enemy back even further. The Yom Kippur War came to an end in a great victory, with Damascus in the range of IDF cannons. Tiger Force was the only tank company in the IDF that by war's end had not suffered any casualties, despite having led fierce battles against the enemy. This is a great source of pride for its crewmen and commanders. Honoring his major role in those battles, Captain Meir Zamir received the Medal of Courage. The Committee of Decorations explained the decision as follows. Through the days of combat, Captain Meir Zamir led his company intelligently and bravely, while inflicting heavy losses on the enemy and maintaining his force intact. For this action, the Medal of Courage was awarded to him. We thank you for your attention.